I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Time for a visit with Chris DeSimeo. He's on the money this morning with Mary Buffett and David Clark.
Well, it's hard to believe that Thanksgiving has already come and gone, and we certainly hope that you and your families are enjoying a wonderful holiday weekend. And, of course, Thanksgiving weekend, Black Friday was yesterday, and today means that this is the official start of the book buying season and what great gifts books make. And for many years, people have been in the habit of giving their children actual shares of stock. But this year, there is a book that has recently been published about a gentleman who used to give his, who's probably still gives his children and grandchildren shares of stock, but a way for you to make more money yourself with the shares of stock you own. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show Mary Buffett, who has written many books on her former father-in-law, Warren Buffett. Her book, Buffettology, was a USA Today, Business Week, and New York Times bestseller. And her work has been translated into 17 languages, including Hebrew, Arabic, Chinese, and Russian. And Mary, thank you for taking part of your time, holiday weekend, to be with us.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and also joining Mary all the way from, actually Mary is in Santa Monica, California, but joining her from Omaha, of course, which is where the Oracle himself lives, is David Clark, who is an attorney, a portfolio manager who grew up with Warren's children and in Omaha, and also is the co-author of the brand new book, Warren Buffett and the Art of Stock Arbitrage. And David, thank you for taking part of your holiday weekend to be with us.
Thank you. Okay. Good to be here.
Yeah, you know, arbitrage, as a little kid growing up in Southern California, you'd open up a pack of baseball cards and you'd get, you'd say, oh my gosh, Juan Marichal, I hate it. And you would just keep buying it until you could get a Sandy Koufax. And I remember talking with some friends of mine as a nine-year-old, and they were going to San Francisco, and they said, you know what, in San Francisco, they give Sandy Koufax cards away because there are so many of them. And it occurred to me that if you could somehow buy the Sandy Koufax card cheaply in San Francisco and bring it back to Burbank, you could make a fortune. And what I really didn't realize,
you just got the essence of arbitrage.
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it?
That's exactly it, Chris. Amazing.
Yeah, so in your book, Warren Buffett and the Art of Stock Arbitrage, you develop how arbitrage, which involves more than baseball cards, is something that not only is Warren Buffett better at than most people, but it's perhaps been his one of his most profitable techniques?
That's right. This is our seventh book, and the last book, you mentioned Buffettology and so on, and the last four books have been specific to certain areas that we felt were really important about Warren's investment philosophy. Arbitrage is probably one of the greatest, it's the secret sauce, it's one of the greatest parts of his portfolio and investment performance. It's what made him a great investor into a worldwide phenomena. And David could talk to what, because there was a study done that we found, a very, very strange, very hard to find study, but it basically said that from 1980 to 2003, they discovered that out of the 261 investments, they had an average annualized rate of return of 39.3%. But what was more amazing is that out of those 261 investments, 59 of them were arbitrage deals. And those arbitrage deals produced an annual rate of return of 81.28%. Just
wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And to go on, in 1987, Forbes magazine noted that Warren's arbitrage activities earned an amazing 90% that year, while the S&P did about 5%. It's a great secret for producing great results.
And it was done with very little risk.
Right.
Yeah. How did he do it?
How did he do it?
Yeah. And is it something that...
From the book.
Yeah, from the book. So is this something, are these techniques then that the average investor who's willing to put in a little more work, I guess we should say an above average investor, are these techniques that can be put to work by anyone, or does it take a lot of specialized knowledge?
You know, this is absolutely something that everyone can do. it used to be very difficult, and usually institutional investors did it because it was a very expensive proposition with the rates and so on. However, now with the advent of internet and just some simple paying attention, there's mergers and acquisitions announced all the time. The trick is, and that's what we talk about in the book, we talk about different kinds of arbitrage, the ones that Warren particularly likes, but we really feel that, you know, you want to pick the ones that have the least amount of risk, in other words, the deals that are most likely to go through. And it's that spread, that difference, just like your baseball card analogy. It's the difference of buying gold in London at $100 a share and selling it in France, in Paris, at $105. It's that $5 spread. And gold is a different thing, but that's an easy example.
Sure.
But, I mean, any single person with a little bit of knowledge and a keen eye for what's going on, pick up the Wall Street Journal, read what's going on, and then research how the shareholders, major and otherwise, feel about someone buying their company, buying out their company, feels about it. And if they feel great about it and it's most likely to happen, then it has low risk. And David, why don't you give the Burlington Northern example, because that's a good one.
What happened was this Berkshire Hathaway's company decided to buy Burlington Northern. And Burlington Northern stock was trading at about $76 a share. And the buyout price was at 100. Well, they made the announcement of the buyout at 100 a share. And it was going to happen in about 4 months, 4.5 months, that the buyout would be completed. And the stock rose up. But the stock didn't rise to $100 a share. It rose to about $97 a share, $96.97, which meant you can make, if you bought it at 97 and you tendered it in 4 months, you'd make approximately $3 a share, giving you approximately a little better than 3% return on your money. Doesn't seem like much. However, on an annualized rate of return, if you looked at it from a whole standpoint, a whole period of a year, it really equates to about 12%, a little better than 12%. So from Warren's perspective, if you wanted to do an arb of this play, and I did the arb of this play, you could pick up an easy 3%. And given what money market rates at the time were under 1%, it's good use of your money. From an annualized standpoint, I was making a little better than 12%, which is even better. Now, if I add in the use of leverage or debt, I can push that return up to about 25 or 30% by just using a little bit of debt on it. And that's what Warren is doing with mergers and acquisitions. But he's only working on ones that are announced. He's only working ones that are friendly. What we mean by friendly, they're not hostile takeovers. These are deals that they've all been agreed to in advance, that they've been approved by the shareholders. They're just waiting to happen. And he's picking up the crumbs off the table, and he's making outrageous returns on it with the help of leverage. Mm-hmm. It's the one time that Warren Buffett will use leverage. Anyway, and that's what's going on.
So it's low-hanging fruit if you recognize all the signs, namely friendly takeover, motivated or at least willing buyers and sellers. And what are some of the risks then in the last minute we have? What can possibly go wrong, which you will, of course, describe more fully in your book, Warren Buffett and the Art of Stock Arbitrage. But what can go wrong?
Well, one, the buyer of the deal can back out. There can be government regulations that government authorities can say it's the antitrust problem. Financing may not go through. But all these things we discuss in the book, how Warren has figured out how to determine that there is what he calls certainty in the deal. And it's the certainty of the deal that ensures the return and makes leveraging up a safe proposition. And it ensures that he doesn't lose money. Understand, if the buyer walks away, you can lose some serious money in the game of arbitrage. So you want to make sure that the buyer is not going to walk away, or that the seller refuses to sell. You know, a buyer could come along and say, I want to buy, and the price will go up, but the seller may say, no, that's not going to happen. And you want a situation where both the buyer says, I want to buy, and the seller says, I'm happy to take your money. in those situations, and there are a number of them, they allow you to make really, really decent returns on your money.
Well, I certainly appreciate both of you spending time from your holiday weekend to be with us to help make our holidays and the ensuing years much more profitable. David Clark and Mary Buffett, authors of Warren Buffett and the Art of Stock Arbitrage, thanks for being with us and have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend.
Thank you. You too, Chris. And to all of your listeners, the rest of a happy holiday season.
And for Cincinnati Edition, I'm Chris DeSimio on The Money.